This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, here with puzzle guru Art Chung and house musician Jonathan Colton. Now, please welcome our special guest, actor, singer, songwriter, Loudon Wainwright. Loudon, your fans know you in so many different ways. They might go, is that the singing surgeon from MASH? Is that the father from Undeclared? Is that Rufus Wainwright's father? Is that the musician who has 26 albums?
You didn't mention Dead Skunk. I'm surprised.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's going to be in the first sentence, or at least paragraph of my obituary. Do you know about Dead Skunk?
Yeah, sure.
It was number one in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1972. I have a mental picture of Bill and Hill making out in the back of a Rambler station wagon to Dead Skunk in the middle of the road.
And when you're playing concerts with all this amazing amount of songs to draw from, are there any songs that when your fans are like, I have to hear this one, that you're like, you know what, let's not hear that one this time around?
Yeah, that would be Dead Skunk, actually. I can't remember the last time I did it.
Well, that's a nice feeling, I bet.
Yeah.
I'm always curious about the songs of yours that seem really direct and personal. You write frequently about difficult family relationships, or there are songs where you seem to be revealing, your own personal shortcomings in a way that I would never dare to do as a songwriter. It feels like a very risky and bold thing to do. What is it like being so revealing in your songwriting, and how does it feel when, you know, other members of your family are doing the same thing?
Well, we've had some difficult Thanksgiving dinners over the years. That cliche of write about what you know, applies. I know myself. I don't really know. I mean, I don't know myself the way that Polonius tells us to know ourselves. But I'm obsessed with myself and focused on myself. And so I write about my cheesy life.
If someone's discovering you right now for the very first time,
yeah,
where would you want them to start?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just start.
Yeah.
Come on, hurry up.
Hurry up.
Time is short. I could be dead in no time. Please discover me now. Time's a-wasting.
Okay, you're going to play a song for us now from the 2014 album, Haven't Got the Blues, Yet.
Yeah, this is a song. My son Rufus, his has a birthday in July, and I wrote this song, I knew, when Rufus turned 40, to kind of commemorate that special occasion. The song is called I Knew Your Mother. And yes, indeed, I did. Here it is. I knew your mother, let me be clear. We were lovers before you got here. So don't forget that I knew her when love was the means and you were the end. I still remember somebody who was amazing and crazy, somewhat like you. I fell for your mother. Love made me a fool. We were into each other till it came off the spool. Folks choose their parents, some Buddhists say. Maybe you picked us and we were your way. In the biblical sense, I knew your mom. Und it wasn't all Sturm, und it wasn't all Drang. Having a father is the most dangerous game, and when dad takes a powder, it's always a shame. I knew your mother, and your mother knew me, and as long as it lasted was how long it could be. Today is your birthday, and if truth be told, it has to be said now, we're both a bit older. Yeah, happy birthday. But I wanna be clear, I loved your mother, and that's why you're here. I knew your mother, let me be clear, we were lovers before you got here. So don't forget that I knew her when love was the means and you were the end. Love was the means and you were the end. I knew your mother.
Now, next we're going to hear I Had a Dream. Now, this is where you imagine what the world would be like if Donald Trump became president. Now, you said that basically you kind of had to write the song, like culture just kind of came at you.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... I come from a generation of, you know, singers... who agitprop, you know, protest songs, and Phil Oakes and Pete Seeger, and those people were all my heroes. So occasionally I do write topical songs and social commentary, and I suppose.
And have you felt the feedback and impact it's had has been very positive for you?
Well, it depends on where I'm playing. You know, if I'm in Brooklyn, I'm okay. If I'm in 3 acres, Michigan, I could be in trouble. but I like to play it.
Yeah, I like listening to it. But before you perform that song for us, I need to say that we are a nonpartisan trivia show, and the views expressed in the following performance do not necessarily reflect the views of Ask Me Another or NPR. Necessarily.
So you're off the hook. Okay. I had a dream, I don't know what it meant, but I dreamed Donald Trump was our president. There on election night, right by his side, his flunky Chris Christie along for the ride. But it gets worse, just wait, there's more. He made Jeff Sessions Secretary of War. Just like he promised, he built him that wall. He blew up Cuba and he carpet bombed Montreal. I had a dream, I woke up in a cold sweat. The Donald was elected in a huge upset. He made a bad deal with Putin, a secret pact with Assad. He told the Pope where to go, I swear to God. As for the Supreme Court, he got to choose. He filled a vacancy up with Lion Ted Cruz. His face was bright orange and his hair was just weird. But we were made great again, embarrassed and feared. I had a dream, here's how it went. I dreamed that the Trumpster was our president. His little finger on the button, he was doing his thing. Our new national anthem was My Ding-a-Lay. We were bought and sold like in Monopoly. He had the most hotels in the land of the free. Locked up the opposition and the demonstrators too. That would be me, and it might be you. I had a dream, I'm not sure what it meant. But I dreamed Donald Trump was our president. Wasn't even close, he won it in a landslide. Our new hot first lady, she was beaming with pride. If you think that's cool, don't fool yourself. He made Ben Carson Secretary of Health. Sarah Palin, Secretary of Stealth. If you think that's scary, well, just you wait. He made Newt Gingrich the Secretary of State. Rush Limbaugh, the Secretary of Hate. Dreams come true in this prophecy, and sometimes a nightmare is a reality.
Has anyone from the Trump group gotten back to you about that song? Any response?
Not yet, but I'm hoping I'm gonna get an insult.
Your songs are very funny, and if you just read the lyrics, they're very deep. But you do it in such you're excellent at wordplay. You do it in such a clever way. Are you a game person? Are you into word games or crosswords or bananagrams or something?
I get very nervous.
Well, I'm glad we're not going to make you play a game because we have your talent here. So we've asked you if you agree. I hope you still agree to lead a game. Are you up for leading a game with us right
no
now?
No way.
Yeah, come on.
No, okay. I'll do it. I'll
All
lead.
Right.
I will lead.
Let's meet our next two contestants. First, we have Julia Roussakis. Julia, you plan playgrounds.
Yes, I do.
That's a lovely thing to do. Do you think we should make them just a little more dangerous?
I definitely think we should make them more dangerous.
Seriously?
Yes.
Like spikes and things that kids can hurt themselves
no,
on?
Not spikes.
Learn some
not
lessons?
Not actual danger, but some okay. fear. Some fear and challenge.
Some fear and challenge.
Fear and challenge.
Yeah, because it's too soft, this world, right?
It is too soft. Yes, and there have been studies to show that children need to feel a little afraid
to
and
fall.
Overcome.
Yes. I always like
but
to say.
But not hard on their heads.
Well, sounds like this playground's no fun at all. Your opponent is Parker Poche. You are a program coordinator at a startup.
Yep.
But more importantly, you love nail art.
I do.
I love that I hit your sweet spot because you're like, yeah, my career, whatever, nail art. You're like, beams.
Well, right now I've got Ask Me Another Nails, obviously.
You have Ask? Oh, yes. Yes, now I get it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing. Listeners, please go to our Instagram because we will clearly be photographing that. Yes, they're all nodding.
That's smart. That's a good way of leveraging our social media presence.
So, Loudon Wainwright, at the top of your Wikipedia page, there is an interesting note. It says, apparently some people search for your initials, which are LW3, because you're Loudon Wainwright III, but they are expecting to find the page for the movie Lethal Weapon 3. There's a little note there just telling them to go to a different place. So that inspired us to write a very special installment of a game that we like to call This, That, or the Other. Contestants, Loudon's going to read you some lines, and all you have to do is tell us where they come from. Is the line from a Loudon Wainwright song? Is it a line from a poem by Dr. Seuss? Or is it a piece of dialogue from Lethal Weapon 3? Ring in to guess, and of course, the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Take it away, Loudon.
Being a dad, being a dad, being a dad can make you feel glad.
Julia.
Loudon Wainwright song.
Wow.
Yeah, that is correct.
You're acing it.
That song is called, of course, Being a Dad.
This is a rather benign couplet from that
right.
song. It's a kind of negative... talks about how you can lie to your children and how much you hate Walt Disney and have to read them stupid books. It's a bit cynical. And I remember when I wrote it, I was writing topical songs for NPR, actually, for and they put it on Morning Edition, and it got a lot of very angry, upset mail.
Yep.
For Father's Day, kind of a thing.
All right, let's go for the next one.
But I've bought a big bat. I'm all ready, you see. Now my troubles are going to have troubles with me.
Julia.
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, man, you're good.
Yeah, that's correct.
I studied in the car on the way over.
Oh, yeah?
You studied in the car? You listened to all 26 albums?
As many as I could.
All right, let's have the next one.
Christmas morning finally has come. It has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I cannot believe. Just last night was Christmas Eve.
Dr. Seuss?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
No way!
I'm sorry, it didn't rhyme well enough, but I was already saying it.
It's all right. Julia, can you steal?
Loudon Wainwright song?
I'm sorry, that is from Lethal Weapon. No, that is a Loudon Wainwright lyric. Okay, Loudon.
Well, that'll be a week too long for me. My feet are killing me. Yeah, your feet are killing me too. Well, how could my feet be killing you?
Parker.
Lethal Weapon.
That is a Lethal Weapon 3 quote.
Yes.
Got one. Yeah.
Yep. All right, this is your last clue.
I've got all of my fingers and all of my toes. I'm pretty well off, I guess, I suppose.
Julia.
Loudon Wainwright.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Hard Day on the Planet.
It is.
What's that song about?
Well, it was, I wrote it in the mid-80s when it seemed like everything was going to end. And so it's kind of a perennial, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Just being negative again, I guess, you know. Fatherhood.
The world.
The world.
Christmas seems
life.
Fun.
Life.
Good news. We do have a winner. Both of you did fantastic. But Julia, you will be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. And thank you to Loudon Wainwright, who will be back later in the show to play one more song for us. Let's hear it for Loudon Wainwright. If you're that person who always points out that Dr. Seuss wasn't a real doctor, you're probably looking for a place where people won't want to kill you, and that place is here. Fill out a contestant form at amatickets.org and finally be among your people. Coming up, Jonathan Colton sings about things that come together like freaks and geeks, nerds and words, asking and anothering. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.